Okay, welcome back to Tip TV Finance with my co-host, who is Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, and with Francis Hunt, otherwise known as the Market Sniper. Are you feeling in a gun-toting mode at the moment?
I am. There's an undertone to that, exactly. Many people are a bit unsure about where the equity markets are going, and one of the amazing things that you can do if you're uncertain about, I mean, no one wants to short the US market, but eventually something might happen, is you can also consider a long-short strategy, which essentially, across an industry, that can actually see you be biased to the short side in one category and long on the other. And that makes you slightly more indifferent, what they would describe as delta neutral, to the general market moves. Especially good strategy for when people are thinking, wow, we can't sell it, but boy, it's eye-watering to buy it at these levels as well. Particularly referring to the US markets, but just in general as a whole. So I've got a couple of themes. Got to update you on the banks. It's been a bit of a plot of mine, so I have to keep updating you on that. This is Commerce Bank. So quick slide to update there. I was actually modeling for it to take a little while to wind up, and yesterday it just absolutely spilled there. I don't know if you can capture that last candle.
20-year low, apparently, or something like that, something horrible.
Yes. And not particularly awe-inspiring results, although they did manage a profit, but they were significantly down. And I thought their results were a little bit less bad than Deutsche, but who knows, maybe people were expecting better. But that's heading for our target to the downside. And let's bring Deutsche in because it's been such a common theme. And there it is as well, just about ready to take a new low as well. I don't know how it's trading this morning. I should have actually got a little bit of a peek first, but I think there's a decent chance it might have tipped through that last relative low. And that'll also be a new low for quite a number of years. So the theme is banks and European banks. By the way, just for virtue of not enough slides, Barclays I feel very much the same way about, but I didn't put them up. It's not just the EU banks, it's the UK, Barclays as an example, and other banks generally. So even in the US market, some of the known sickies could be great shorts. While you take a long in that other field. And the economic argument, and some of you have already done that kind of thing, is guns or butter, isn't it? And I suppose I've just reframed that slightly as guns or banking. And so we're light on the banks, and we're buyers of the guns. So the next slide might just tell you our grand macro thinking that we do at the beginning of every year. This was 14, but we did actually bring it up before. But this is my base camp with my private clients. We said you want to be net long. Militarization is the new theme. You want to be net long anything to do with defense. So it's a little revisit on that theme that we were posting. That chart there is actually BAE, which you'll see on a monthly chart, by the way, and it's in a huge setup. But we'll show you a little bit more about that. But sometimes it's good at the end of a year or beginning of a year, get a theme, think about what's going on. And at that time, we were convinced militarization in 14 was going to be an ongoing multi-year theme. So let's have a look at them. No specific great chart technical analysis here, but just pointing out. So Babcock is a UK contractor, does a lot of defense work, as you probably know. Traded in 2010, 366, and has touched 1250 recently. And that recent grinding down price action is more just continuation for further upside.
Yes, no, and the longer it goes on, the longer it goes on, the more they're trying to flush out the weak hands before a massive
100%,
move.
100%. And look at that lovely, really low volatility trend through 11, 12, 13, into 14. Got a little bit too excited, overshot a little bit, needs to let some of the steam out, and then it will continue. I mean,
these long wick candles.
Massive buying. Yeah, massive that's buying. Hammers, isn't it? So as a technical analyst, you're with me on that. So that's Babcock. Let's have a look at BAE. You can see the same. These are two UK-orientated. I'm going to take you to the US soon, who's probably the master-in-chief of militarization. BAE, we traded as low as 249s in 2011. I like mentioning 2011 because I've been on here before and I mentioned how it was the end of the top out of the Chinese bounce and the commodity cycle. So you're seeing kind of, okay, where do we flush the money into next? Who's going to be smothered in government contract money? And the interesting thing on BAE, we were at Master Investor a couple of years ago and I said it was a buy, and one chap said, you're crazy. You know, they're not going to meet their contracts and there's chaos in there and all of that. all those fundamental issues are easily solved by being smothered in government money, even if they aren't structurally efficient. And you can see during that time they've gone from 249 and they've traded as high as 550. Looking tad toppy, they've just had a spike, so they're going to pull back a little bit, but still above £5. So that's also more than double in the 5 years since then. But not the shiniest of examples. So let's have a look at the real big hitters. So one of the biggest American providers, not the biggest, we'll see that one next, Raytheon. So they were involved in all the stealth technology, et cetera, on the planes. You can see that you could get them down at $35, and today they're at $141. So that's quite some multiple as well of growth from the same time period. Note how these all bottom in 2011. So I have this theory of this flow of money. So we had a commodity boom and bounce on the China thing, and everything flowed in. That topped out. The flow of money just got redirected
to the theme of military. That's the end of mining, now we're going to...
I should write an onion article on this, because they'd probably appreciate it and see the humour in it all. But the money just flowing into the militarisation, which is a bit of a daunting proposition in its own right, because we all can wonder why. We know if we get Hillary, you know, the Russia and the China is evil narrative is probably going to continue to be propagated quite strongly. So let's have a look at Lockheed Martin. These are literally the granddaddy of militarization. I mean, they do so many of the planes. They did the F-35, which is largely deemed as a bit of a failure, trying to be too many things in one plane, not fast enough, not, you know. But anyway, they're ramming it down. They've only got 179 out of a certain amount that they should have already delivered, a really low percent. So on all business parameters, this is a shockingly run and underperforming business. But in terms of the contract money and the flows, I mean, they're way over budget. They just seem to knock on the door and get more money thrown at them to fix it. So there's 2011, $75, $257 today. So, I mean, you think about that, and wow, what do you say? You know, it's another four bagger in 5 years. And who knows how these will become 10 baggers or not. So, guns or butter, it seems the government has voted, and it's certainly on the gun side. I think Max Keiser caught up with us and shared his sense of humor on that in the next slide. And this was a year or so ago. So David Cameron's was also, while he was still in charge, was... expanding military spend. So it seems not only banks stuff Muppets.
Yes, I'm trying to work out what part of Kermit that is, but answers on a postcard to Ofcom, I think, probably on that one. Next slide, please.
Yes, final slide. So doing a non-farm payrolls trading day on Friday. Come and join me. It's at Bloomsbury Hotel, and it will be physical and live. There's a link on there. I put the whole slide pack on slideshare.net. So go to slideshare.net, click that link, and you can purchase a ticket to come and trade with us non-farm. It's going to be an interesting one.
Yes, it certainly will be. Francis Hunt, the market sniper, thank you very much for coming in today and bringing Kermit with you. We'll be back after the break.